Your turn. What did you do?
Told you that I don't know. I keep asking myself, but it's no good.
All right, we'll help you. That fellow with the smashed-up face, who was he?
What fellow?
You know who I mean, the one you were afraid of when you came in.
He's a friend.
Why were you afraid of him?
You have no right to be asking me all this.
He killed himself because of you.
Certainly not, you mad.
Then why are you afraid of seeing him? He blew his face off, right?
Stop! Stop!
He did it because of you, because of you.
Yes, the gun went off because of you, that's it.
Leave me alone! I want to get out of here. I've got to get out of here.
Go on, get out. Nothing would please me better. Only it happens the door is locked from the outside.
You're monstrous.
Completely monstrous. So what? So the man killed himself on account of you. He was your lover.
Naturally, he was her lover, and he wanted her all to himself. Isn't that true?
He did the rumba like a professional, but he had no money.
We asked, was he poor?
Yes, he was poor.
And then you had your reputation to take care of. And one day he came and begged you to go away with him. And you laughed.
Yes, yes, you laughed at him. Isn't that right? Isn't that why he killed himself?
Is that the way you looked at Florence?
Yes.
You're not even warm, either of you. He wanted me to have a child by him. There, you satisfied?
You didn't want to?
No, the baby was born anyway. I went to Mexico for 5 months. No one knew anything about it. It was a girl. Roger was there when she was born. He really wanted a child, but I didn't.
And what happened?
There was a balcony out over the rocks. The hotel was on a cliff over the ocean. I brought in a huge stone. He was yelling, Estelle, please, please, and crying. It was disgusting. I loathed him. He saw everything. He leaned over the balcony afterwards and watched the waves where it had gone down.
And then what?
That's all. He went back to New York. He did what he felt like doing.
That is, he blew his head off.
I'm afraid he did. And it really wasn't necessary. My husband never suspected anything at all. I hate you both.
Useless. Tears won't flow here. The heat.
I'm so cowardly. I'm such a coward. If you only knew how much I hate you.
Poor little thing. The grilling is over. You don't have to go on looking like a torturer.
Torture? I'd give anything to see myself in the mirror. Oh, so hot. I'm not... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you can stay in your shirt sleeves now.
Yes. You mustn't be angry with me, Estelle.
I'm not. Have nothing against you.
And me? You have something against me?
Yes.
Well, Crado, here we are, naked as the day we were born. Does it make any difference? Are things any clearer to you?
I don't know. Perhaps a little. Can we try to help each other?
I don't need any help.
Inez, they've got us hopelessly tangled. If you make the least gesture, if you lift your hand to fan yourself, Estelle and I feel it. No one of us can save himself alone. We've all got to lose everything together or save ourselves together. You can take your choice. What's the matter?
They've rented it. The windows are wide open. There's a man sitting on my bed. It's rented. They rented it. Well, come in, come in. Don't be bashful. It's a woman. She's walking toward him, putting her hands on his shoulders. Why don't they turn on the light? It's so dark, you can't see. They're going to kiss each other. That room is mine. Mine! And why don't they turn on the light? I can't see them anymore. What are they whispering about? Is he going to make love to her on my bed? She says it's noon and broad daylight, then I must be going blind. It's over. I don't see anything anymore. I can't hear anymore. Well, I suppose that means goodbye to the earth. No more alibi. Oh, I feel empty. Now I'm completely dead. All of me is here. What were you saying? You were talking about helping me, if I remember.
Yes.
Helping me to do what?
Frustrate their plans.
And in exchange...
You help me. It's so simple, Inez. All you need is a little goodwill.
Goodwill. Where do you think I'm going to get that? I'm rotted away, all of me.
And what about me? Just the same, suppose we try.
I'm dried up. I can't take or give either one. How do you expect me to help you, a dead branch ready to burn? Florence was a real blonde.
Don't you realize that this girl's going to be your torturer?
I have a pretty good idea.
They'll use her to get you down. As far as I'm concerned, I'm paying her no attention at all. If you could only do the same.
What?
It's a trap. You're being watched to see if you fall into it.
I know. And you're a trap, too. Do you think they haven't foreseen your words? And all the traps in everything you say, traps we can't see. Everything's a trap. Do you think that matters to me? I'm a trap myself. A trap for her. And it just may be that I'll catch her.
You won't catch anything. We'll just run after each other like so many horses on a merry-go-round, and nobody'll ever catch up with anybody. Rest assured, they've arranged everything. Let go, Inez. Open up your hands. Let your prey go. If you don't, you'll bring us all to grief, all three.
Oh, do I look like a person who lets her prey go? I know what's before me. I'm going to burn. I am burning, and I know there'll never be an end to it. I know everything. Do you think I'll give up? I'm going to get her. She's going to see you through my eyes the way Florence saw him. What the hell do you mean? I'll bring you all to grief. I'm telling you, I know everything about it. I can't even have pity on myself.
But I can have pity on you. Look at me. We're naked, naked to the bone, and I know you right into your heart. It gives us something in common. Do you think I want to hurt you? I'm not sorry for what's happened, and I'm not complaining. I'm dried up too, like you. But somehow I can have pity on you.
Don't touch me like that. I can't stand to have anyone touch me. And keep your pity. After all, Crado, there are a lot of traps for you in this room. For you, made especially for you. You'd do better to mind your own business. If you leave us... absolutely alone. The little one here and me, I'll see to it that you're not hurt. At least, not by us.
Hmm? All right. It's a bargain.
Crado, help.
What do you want of me?
You can help me.
You better talk to her.
I beg you. You promised me, Crado. You promised. Quick. Quick, I can't bear being left alone. Millicent's gone off with him to dance.
Off with who?
Ricardo. They're dancing now.
Who's Ricardo?
Oh, a little nobody I know. He used to call me his fountain of inspiration. He was in love with me. She's dragged him off to a nightclub.
Did you love him?
They're sitting down again. She's all out of breath. I wonder why she even tries to dance unless it's to help her to reduce. Certainly not. Of course, I don't love him. Exactly 18, and I don't happen to be that sort of monster.
Then leave them alone. What do you care what they do?
But he was mine.
Nothing on earth is yours any longer.
He was mine.
Yes, he was yours. But try to take him now. Try to touch him. See, Millicent can touch him, can't she? Can't she? She can hold his hands, touch his knees.
She's pushing that that great bosom of hers under his nose, blowing in his face. Tom Thumb. Poor little Tom Thumb. How can you stand it? Why don't you burst out laughing in her face? All she'd need would be one good look from me and she'd never dare. Am I really nothing? Nothing at all?
Not now. And nothing of you is left on earth. Everything you own is here. Do you want the paper knife? The statue there? The gold chair is yours. And I'm yours, my sweet. I'm yours forever.
Fine. Which one of you would call me your fountain of inspiration? You're not fooled, either of you. You know perfectly well I'm as low as they come. Ricardo, sweet, think of me. Think of me and no one else. Defend me. As long as you think, my fountain of inspiration, my darling fountain of inspiration, then I'm only half here. I'm only half guilty. I'm still your fountain back there, near you. She's red as a lobster. Now, really, it's impossible. You know we've laughed at her 100 times. What's that piece they're playing? It's one of my favourites. Da, 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 da. Well, go on. Dance. Dance! Craddo, you'd be amused if you could see her. I suppose she'll never know I can see her. But I do see you, with your hair coming down and your face all crooked, and I see you stepping all over his feet. It's a scream. You'll die laughing. Go on, faster, faster. He's pulling her, pushing her all over the dance floor. It's indecent. Come on, faster. He used to say to me, you're light as a feather. Go on, you two, keep it up. But I see you, I tell you. She doesn't care. She's dancing right across in front of my... What do you mean, our dear Estelle? You didn't even shed one tear at the funeral. She says to him, our dear Estelle. She has the nerve to talk to him about me. Come on, you might at least try and keep time. Of course, you wouldn't be able to talk and dance at the same time. It was to... Oh, no. No. Don't tell him. You can have him. Take him away with you. Keep him. Do whatever you like with him, but don't tell him. All right. Well, he's yours now. She told him everything, Craddo. Roger, the trip to Mexico, the baby, it's all come out. He's shaking his head sort of sadly, but I can't say he looks very upset. Keep him now. He's yours. I'm not the one to fight with you over his long eyelashes and his girlish face. He called me his inspiration, his crystal. I'm afraid the crystal's just a little damaged now. Go on. Dance. Dance. Come on. Keep time. Da, da, da. I give everything in the world to go back for one instant, just one tiny minute, and dance. Da, da, da. I can't hear the music very well anymore. They've turned the lights down. Well, it must be a rumba, but why are they playing it so softly? No louder. How far away? I can't hear anything at all now. That's all. No more. The earth has left me for good. Craddo, look at me. Take me in your arms.
Craddo.
Speak to her.
And don't go away. Are you a man or aren't you? Now look at me, will you? Stop looking off that way. Is it so painful to see my face? I have pretty hair, and after all, somebody did kill himself for my sake. Please, you've got to look at something. If it isn't me, it'll be the statue, or the table, or the couches, and I do think I'm a little pleasanter to look at. It's so strange. Falling out of their hearts back there like a baby bird out of its nest. Pick me up. Pick me into your heart. You'll see how sweet I can be.
I told you to talk to her.
To her? She doesn't... Oh, she's a woman.
I don't count. But my poor dear little bird, you've been safe in my heart for a long, long time. Don't be afraid. I'll watch over you every second without even blinking my eyes. You live in my eyes like a speck of dust in a ray of sunlight.
A ray of sunlight? Don't make me laugh. You played your trump card a while back. Can't you see it didn't do you any good?
Estelle, my inspiration, my crystal globe.
Your crystal? It's ludicrous. Who do you think you're fooling? Come now, we all know I threw the kid out of the window. The crystal smashed into 1,000 pieces and I don't give a damn. I'm just a skin, but it's not for you to touch.
Come over here. Be what you want, an angel or a monster. You'll find that in my eyes you'll be the way you really want to be.
Leave me alone. You have no eyes.
Oh, Esther.
What have I got to do to make you leave me alone?
Crado, you'll pay for this.
So you want a man?
A man? No. You.
Cut it out. Any man would fill the bill. I happen to be here, and I'll do. Good. I've nothing much for you to get excited about, you know. I'm not a little nobody, and I don't rumba.
I'll take you on as you are. Perhaps I'll change you.
I doubt it. I'll be absent-minded. I have other things in my head.
What other things?
You wouldn't understand.
I'll sit in your place and wait for you to pay attention to me.
The little strumpet, flat on her belly, and he's not even good looking. Or don't men have to be just brave, perhaps?
Listen to her, Crado. She has no eyes, she has no ears, she doesn't count.
I'll give you what I can. It isn't much. I won't love you. I won't be able to. I know you too well.
Do you want me?
Yes.
That's all I ask for.
Then
Estelle? Crado, have you lost your minds? I'm here.
I see you, so what?
In front of me? You can't.
Why not? I always undressed in front of my maid.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Don't touch her.
I'm not a gentleman, remember. I don't mind hitting
you. Oh! No! You promised me, Crado. You promised. I beg you, you promised me.
You're the one who broke the pact.
Go ahead. Do whatever you want. You're 2 against 1. But remember, I'm here watching you, and I won't take my eyes off you, Crado. You have to do everything right here in front of me. Oh, God! How I hate both of you. Go on, make love, make love. But this is hell, and I'll get my turn.
Give me your mouth. Oh. Give your mouth. Give me your mouth.
Go away. I told you to pay no attention to her.
I was thinking about her. Devours of paper. They've closed all the windows. It must be winter. 6 months. It's 6 months since I was...
Oh, Crado!
I think I warned you I'd be preoccupied. They're shivering. They've kept their coats on this time. It's funny to see them so cold back there. Ch-ch-ch-ch. This time he's talking about me.
You might at least tell me what he's saying.
He says... Nothing. He's not saying anything. He's a bastard, that's all. He's a goddamn bastard! Let's get back to us. You'll be able to love me.
Who knows?
Will you trust me?
Oh, what a funny question. You'll be right here in front of me all the time, and you certainly won't deceive me with Inez.
I meant another kind of trust. Go on. Say what you want. I'm not there to defend myself. Estelle, you've got to trust me.
Oh, what a fuss you make. Can't you see? My lips, my arms, my whole body, everything would be so simple. My trust. I haven't any trust to give. It's such an embarrassing thing to ask.
You must have done something rather shameful to keep asking me to trust you this way.
I was executed.
I know, for refusing to fight, well?
I didn't exactly refuse. He's a fast talker. He puts the blame where it belongs. But he doesn't say what I should have done instead. Was I going to go into the general and say, well, General, I've decided not to go to war? They'd have put me in jail right away. I wanted to show them. I got on the train. They stopped me halfway.
Where were you trying to go?
Geneva, ultimately. Well, say something.
What do you want me to say to you? You did right to leave? Oh, darling, how can I guess what you want me to answer?
Oh, precious, you're supposed to tell him that he ran off like a lion. Because he did run away, your big darling man. That's what's bothering him. That's what he's worrying about.
Ran away, left, call it what you like.
But you had to run away if you had staged him when you shot down in the street.
Well, naturally. Estelle, am I a coward?
Darling, how should I know? I can't get inside your mind. You'll have to decide that.
Come.
Well, after all, you must have had reasons to do what you did.
Yes, I have.
Well, then.
Was it the real reason?
Oh, you are so complicated.
I wanted to live in order to go on with my work, but I wonder, was it the real reason?
Ah, that question. Was it the real reason? Ask yourself. Didn't staying alive come before everything else?
Shut up. I used to walk back and forth in my cell, night and day, from the window to the door, from the door to the window. I'd spy on myself. I'd get on my own trail. It seemed as though I'd spent a whole lifetime just asking myself questions. And then somehow the action had come by itself. I had got on the train. That's certain. Why? Why? At the end, I thought, my death would be sad. If I die like a man, I'll have proved I'm not a coward.
And how did you die, Cradell?
Badly. Oh, it's just a bodily weakness. I'm ashamed of what happened. Only nothing was resolved.
I need somebody to look at me while I'm being talked about back there. I like your brown eyes.
Brown eyes? Listen to that. And you, Estelle, do you like cowards?
Knew
how to
let matters coward on off as long as he
kisses well. They're nodding their heads, puffing on their cigars, bored stiff. And they're thinking Crado is a coward, very softly, feebly. I'm told you've got to think of something. Crado is a coward. That's what they've all decided. My pals. In another 6 months, they'll be saying as yellow as Crado. You two are lucky. Everyone on Earth has forgotten you. My life's harder to put out.
And your wife, Crado?
My wife, what? Oh, she's dead.
Dead?
I must have forgotten to tell you. She died a little while ago, about 2 months ago, when Estelle was dancing.
Couldn't stand it any longer, I suppose.
Of course. What else do you think she'd die of? Well, that's that. The war is over. My wife is dead. But I've come down in history.
Darling, look at me, darling. Touch me. Put your hand on my throat. No, leave your hand there. Leave it. No, move. They're all going to die, one by one. What difference does it make what they think? Forget them. I am all that's left.
They won't forget. They may die, but others will come, will take their place. I've left my life in their hands.
You think too much.
And what else is there to do? In the past, they used to act. Oh, just to go back for one day with them. I put a stop to it. But I'm out of the game. They're making out the score as if I didn't exist. They're right, I'm dead. I'm dead as a rat. I'm a back number.
Crado.
Look. You're going to do me a favor. I know it must seem funny to you that anyone would ask you for help. You're not used to it. But if you would, if you would make an effort, perhaps we could really love each other. You see, 1,000 of them are saying it over and over again that I'm a coward, but what's 1,000 if there was one just one soul who would say with all his might that I didn't run away, that I couldn't have run away, that I have some courage, that I'm a man. I know I'd be saved. Would you believe in me? I'd love you even more than I could love myself.
Of course, you idiot, dear idiot. You think I could love a cow?
But you've been saying...
But I was only making fun of you. I like men, Craddo, real men. Like skin and strong hands. You haven't got a coward's chin, a coward's mouth. You haven't the voice of a coward. Your hair doesn't belong to a coward. And I love you for all those things. Your mouth, your voice, your hair.
Is that true? Is that true? Is it really true?
Do you want me to swear it?
Then I defy them all. The ones back there and the ones here. Estelle. Hmm? We're going to get out of hell. What is it?
She doesn't believe a word of what she's saying. How can you be so stupid? Estelle, am I a coward? If you knew just how little it matters to her, one way or the other. Of course, have trust in her. She needs a man. She wants a man's arms around her waist. She wants a man's smell. She wants to see a man's eyes full of a man's desire. And beyond that, ugh, she'd tell you you were God the Father if she thought that was what you wanted to hear.
Estelle, is that true? Answer me, is it?
What do you want me to say? I don't understand a word of all this. It's so exasperating. Even if you were a coward, I'd love you just the same. Isn't that enough for you?
You both disgust me.
What's you doing?
I'm getting out.
You won't get far. The door's locked.
They'll damn well open it.
Craddo!
Don't get excited. The bell doesn't work.
Well, I tell you, they'll open up. I can't take any more of you. I can't do it.
No!
Get out of here. You're even lower than she is. I don't want to see your eyes. I don't want to sink down into them. They're like a swamp. You're wet. You're soft. You're like an octopus. Open up!
Craddo, please! Please don't go. I won't talk anymore. I'll leave you absolutely alone, but don't go. She's there, that door. I'm afraid to stay alone with you.
Shift for yourself. I didn't invite you here.
You coward. Coward! Oh, it's true. You are a coward.
Well, Angel, aren't you happy? You spit in my face to get in with him, and we have a scrap on his account. But now old Killjoy's going off and leaving the ladies to their own devices.
He won't do you any good if that door opens. I go out.
Where?
Anywhere. The farther away from you, the better.
Open up! Take them all. The boots, the tongs, the molten lead, the tweezers, whatever you've got. I want some real suffering. Let's have 1,000 gashes. Let's have the vitriol, the whips. Anything of this phantom suffering. This fumbling and teasing that doesn't hurt enough. Will you open this door?
Quick!
No, I'm not going.
And you, Estelle? Well, who's going? Which one of us three? The coast's clear. What's stopping us? Oh, God, it's a scream! We're inseparable!
Inseparable! Craddo, help! Help me, Queen! Craddo, shut the door! She'll see if we're inseparable!
Estelle, oh, God, please let me stay with you, not in the hall! Don't throw me out there!
Let her go!
You're mad, she hates you!
I'm staying because of her!
It's 10 times hotter in here with it open. Because of me?
Yes. You know what a coward is.
Yes, I do.
You know what evil means, and shame and fear. There have been nights when you've seen yourself all the way through to your heart, and it was like cracking your own bones. And the next morning you no longer knew what it all meant. You couldn't make out what you'd gone through the night before. Yes, you know the price of evil. And if you say I'm a coward, it's because you know what cowardice is. Am I right?
Yes.
You're the one I've got to convince. You're one of my kind. Did you think I'd leave? I couldn't leave you here crowing over me with all those thoughts in your head, all those ideas about me.
Do you really want to convince me?
It's the only thing I want. I can't hear them back there any longer, you know. It's probably because they're all through with me. Finished. The thing's a dead letter. Back on Earth, I'm nothing, not even a coward. Innes, here we are, alone. There's only you two to think of me. She doesn't count, but you. You will hate me. If you believe me, you can save me.
You think it will be easy? Look at me. I'm a hard customer.
I'll give you all the time you need.
Oh, we have all the time in the world.
All right, listen. Everyone has his own aim in life, isn't that true? I never gave a damn about money or love. I wanted to be a man, a tough one. I put all my eggs in one basket. How can anybody be yellow who always chooses the most dangerous course? Do you think you can judge a whole lifetime by a single act?
Why not? For 30 years, you pretended you were brave until you believed it yourself. And you allowed yourself a thousand little weaknesses because, of course, everything's permitted to heroes. How convenient. And then when the crucial moment came and you were cornered, you decided to go to Switzerland.
I didn't just dream of being a hero. I determined to be one. You are what you want to be.
You can only tell what a man really wants by his acts.
I died too soon. I wasn't given time to perform any acts of my own.
You always die too soon. Or too late. You died too late. And there's your life behind you, all finished. The figures are all there. They must be added up. What are you if not your life?
You bitch! You have an answer to everything.
Come, come, don't give up so easily. It ought to be simple to persuade me. Find the right arguments, make an effort. Well? Well? I told you you were vulnerable. Oh, and how you're going to pay for it now. You are yellow, Crado, yellow because that's the way I want it. I want it that way, do you hear? I want you to be yellow. And yet, look how weak I am. Just a breath. The only thing about me that exists is the fact that I'm looking at you, that I'm thinking about you.
Job!
Those big male hands are opening up. What do you think you can do? Hands don't catch thoughts. Come on, you can't do anything about it. You've got to convince me. I've got you.
What?
Get even.
How?
Kiss me and watch her.
You know, that's true, Inez. You've got me, yes, but I've got you, too.
Coward! Coward! That's right! Playing one woman against the other!
Yell, Inez, yell!
Oh, what a lovely couple! If you could only see his big, fat paw spread out on your back, rubbing your dress and squeezing your flesh! His hands are wet, he's sweating, he's going to leave a blue stain on your dress!
Yell, scream, Inez!
Hug me tighter against her, Crado, it'll kill her!
Yes, hold her tighter and tighter, keep each other warm! Love's fine, isn't it, Crado? It's soft and deep like sleep, yes, but I'll keep you awake!
Crado, don't listen. I'm yours, all yours.
Well, what are you waiting for? Do what you're told. Crado the coward has Estelle the baby killer in his arms. Bets are open. Will the coward kiss her? I see you. I see you. I'm a crowd. All by myself. The public, Crado, the mob. Do you hear? Coward, 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 coward. Just try and get away. You won't. What are you looking for? In her lips you want to forget. But I won't forget you. I'm the one you've got to convince me. Come on, come on. I'm waiting. You see, Estelle, he's letting go of you. He obeys like a dog. You'll never get her.
Is it never going to get dark?
Never.
You'll always see me.
Always.
this is the moment. The statue is here. I'm looking at it. And I understand that I'm in hell. I tell you, everything was planned. They knew I'd be standing in front of this mantle with my hand on this statue, with all these eyes looking at me, all these eyes devouring. Huh? You're only two? I thought there were a lot more of you. So this is hell. I never would have thought. Hey, you remember? Being roasted on the spit. Sulphur and brimstone. What a laugh. As if they needed it. Hell is just that. Other people.
Darling.
Leave me alone. She's between us. I can't do it with her watching.
She won't watch any longer.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you crazy? You know perfectly well I'm dead! Dead! You can't do it, not with knives, guns, poison. It's already done, you understand? And we're together from now on, forever. Forever! Oh my God! It's so funny! Forever!
Forever! And ever! And ever!
Well, let's get on with it.